6 months on from the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by US forces, Venezuelans say their quality of life hasn't improved. Despite Donald Trump promising a new era of prosperity for the people of Venezuela, many say they still can't afford basic goods and services and remain in fear of the government. Twin quakes have devastated the nation in recent weeks, killing more than 3,000 people and leaving more than 17,000 homeless. Quake survivor Dayali Lopez, who lives in La Guaira, says he doubts the situation will improve under the current government.
You risk your life because we're in a politically broken country, because we have a minimum wage of $5 and even the smallest refrigerator costs $380. So starting from scratch, in my case with two children and my husband, and moving in with someone else with nothing is difficult.